Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could tune in. As well as those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad you all could be with us as well. Theron Shellman is with us today to talk to us not only about his work that he's doing with Theron Shellman Media, but also what it's been like for him to share his own voice with the world through his books and to be able to see the response from people around the world. Now, this conversation with Theron was actually set up thanks to social media. We'll talk to Theron how he's been able to harness that particular platform, as well as, of course, to be able to use it to not only share his messages, but also his work. Theron, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Cyrus, thank you for having me here.
Hey, man, the pleasure is definitely all mine. We're going to be talking more about the work that you're doing with Theron Shellman Media a little bit later. I want to first, though, reflect on this past decade. One of the things that I was able to do when I was prepping for your segment, Theron, I watched a video you put on YouTube, and you were kind of talking about your very first book, Love Don't Live Here, and that is now, I think, in its second edition. What has it been like for you, Theron, to look at the past 10 years and to think about not only where you started, but what you've been able to accomplish?
Oh, it's been a great experience. It's also been ups and downs because a lot of times when people look at success, they look at it as being one straight platform, a roadway up, and it's not like that. It's zigzag. You fall, you get up, things like that. You know, when I first published the first book in 2003, it was a disaster. I hired a vanity press to help me put it together, and I really didn't know what I was doing, so I took 18 months out to take time to reflect and study, you know, the whole self-publishing process, the publishing industry, and I came out in 2005 with Love Don't Live Here, the revised edition, and immediately I just started, it was November 2005, and I just started pushing it on the street right away. Throughout the last 10 years, I would say from 2005 to, like, 2010, I experienced what really wasn't going on at that time for most independent African-American authors. I was one of the first African-American authors to be able, with just one title, to sign an independent distribution deal, to have my books on Borders, et cetera, et cetera. But I've also seen the downside, you know, with my – the company I was dealing with, they went out of business as far as distribution and my books being distributed to the stores. It kind of changed the whole landscape of what I was doing. And also the industry was changing because of the fact of e-books. Also, the publishing world didn't really look at self-publishing as being something that was going to stay. But when a lot of them things, them dynamics started changing, it affected the industry. So in 2009, I, you know, went through some issues with my distribution, and I decided to take a step back because I didn't want to deal with any distributors anymore because I started to realize how the numbers games work. You know, your 60% went to the distributor, 40% went to the publisher, but it wasn't like you get paid every month. You get paid in periods, like whether it's 90 to 120 days or every 6 months. You know, it depends on the distributor you was dealing with, et cetera, et cetera. So you have to be prepared for them increments where you're not even getting payments, et cetera, et cetera. And I realized at that point I wanted to really take a step back and decide what I wanted to do with my publishing venture. But at the same time, my career, what I want to do long-term, writing, it's not something that I see as just something I want to do for the rest of my life. So I took a period. I took, 4 years out to really take a step back and write. I've been writing a lot. And I started the Theron Shellman Media actually in 2015. And it's not just about publishing my books. It's about producing products, you know, for, you know, that I write, that I, you know, do screenplays for, that I do videos for, also music. So I created it to actually be an entertainment company, a brand of my products.
Right.
So the last 10 years has been, you know, it's been a journey, up and down. But I'm going to say that it's also been an experience that I could never imagine. The things I've
right.
seen. I've been on two book signing tours, 2007, 2008. I went through a whole East Coast book signing tour with Borders. So I went to almost every major city on the East Coast, from upstate New York or Rochester, Albany, all the way down to Atlanta. I didn't go further than that. But I've been able to see things that I would have never been able to see, you know, had I just been working a job or doing something else. So the experience has been great. From that, it has changed my perception of who I am, also my goals. And that's why when I decided to create Jerome Shulman Media, it was, the vision was a lot larger, and because my goals have become a whole lot bigger, and my confidence has also become bigger.
Yeah, and I think that confidence is definitely going to be important. We're going to come back to that, actually. Theron, I want to talk about something else that I noticed with you, because it seems as though, and I had heard a phrase coined a few years ago that I didn't truly understand at the time. Now, as time has gone on, I better understand it. People consider their work edutainment, meaning they try to, of course, to entertain, but also try to educate and get people to looking at things differently. Do you think your work that you've been able to do through, you know, Theron Shulman Media is a part of that process of being able to share entertaining stories, but also to let people into real-life situations that are going on that we can all benefit from?
Yes, of course. That's been my platform from day one, with Love Don't Live Here. You know, it's a story about two young African-American women during the 70s who through different circumstances, become single mothers. So part of my reason to do everything that I do is because I want to enlighten people. It's not just about entertaining people, but also I want to give people value for their money, you know, something that they could take on into their lives. I feel that makes me feel better about what it is that I do. Everybody, it's not for everybody, but that's for me. I like to, you know, sell a product or create a product that I feel that is useful for a person beyond just entertainment or that moment, something that they can take on and enrich their lives or the people around them, whether it is the fact that they buy the book or buy the product for someone else that they feel needs it or could help them.
Right. And I think, that, again, that is a big part of this whole business that you're a part of. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're joined today by Theron Shulman. We're talking to him not only about the work he's been able to do through Theron Shulman Media, but also what it's been like for him to begin this journey over a decade ago and the way that he's been able to see the way that things have gone. As you said, Theron, there's definitely been learning, and I think that's one of the great things about life is that we're all are willing to learn. I want to talk about courage, though, because, you know, to be able to set out and to literally put your name not only on the face of your books but also of your brand takes a lot of courage, because that means from beginning to end the buck stops with you. Was that an easy thing for you to do? Because for a lot of people, as you know, they hide behind pseudonyms or they feel more comfortable, you know, with another name in front and then them being able to do their work in the back. I mean, you from the very beginning have been able to put Theron, you know, directly in front. I mean, was that an easy thing for you to be able to get to?
I believe that every artist, every entrepreneur has to design their business program around their personality. There are a lot of authors who I see who sell a lot of books online, which I don't. I'm more of a person that's, if I do meet people online, it's because I connected with them. But I do a lot of in-person events, a lot of signs in person. I'm that type of person that I have a good in-face presence, you know, so it just made sense for me to actually attach my name to what I want to do, not just from that aspect, but also from a branding aspect as well, because I'm not just an artist. This is a business as well for me. So me attaching Deron Sherman to the products I do will enable me to brand my products, you know, under the umbrella of everything that I do, but also let people know that this is a personal journey that you're taking with me. You know, I'm putting my name on this. You know, when I put a book together, when I put a film project together, that's my name on this. You know, I have a certain amount of integrity and respect for what I'm doing. I'm not hiding behind a name or you don't know who I am or this and that. This is who I am.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I think that's one of the things that people appreciate because, you know, as you say, you know, you are more of a person-to-person thing. That brings us to social media because you're able to show us actually with the readers, with the individuals who are buying your books. What is that like for you, Theron, to not only to see the way that people respond to you, but also, of course, to be able to see the way that people like myself who see the pictures and the videos and things, how they're able to kind of take this journey along with you online?
Well, it's always twofold because it doesn't matter how good you are. I mean, we can see this with the prophets. We've seen this with the spiritual teachers that it doesn't matter how good you are or how good of a person you are. Some people are going to like you. Some people are going to hate you. So I know now that we're in the age of the whole awakening experience, but when I first came out with my books, I've seen it, you know, whereas people have loved me and people have hated me, you understand? And so you got to really have tough skin. And I've had to have tough skin and really believe in what I do, you understand me? And really believe that whether a person sees the value in it or not, that I feel I'm doing the right thing. And but it is always great when people do big you up and people do acknowledge you. And some people, a lot of people do tell me that, oh, I appreciate you. I appreciate the work that you do. I like what you're doing, that you could be doing a million one other things that are just so easier to sell, but you've chose to be grounded, you know, in your beliefs and show that in your work, which is a hard thing to do.
Right. It definitely is. As I mentioned, this conversation was brought about because of social media. You mentioned one of the things that has happened over the years, Theron, is, of course, the change that's taking place in publishing. Part of that change, I think, has been the way that we hear about books. A lot of us are finding out about new books and things because of social media. You know, we are finding out because of word of mouth. You know, did you know from the very beginning when you got on these various platforms that you wanted to be able to use them in the way that was strategic to not only keeping people posted on what you're doing, but also being able to entice new readers and let them know about you as well?
Yes. I'm going to say from the get-go, forget MySpace. I mean, forget Facebook and all that. I started with MySpace. MySpace I utilized as a tool when I was doing book signings and borders. And believe it, it helped me a lot. I see social media for me has always been a marketing tool. It's always been like a bullhorn, you know. I strive not to, like some people strive to have a million or one friends. I strive to really look at the type of people that are in my network because I do reach out to people. That's how I reached out to you. This is how I reached out to so many other people where I've done interviews. So for me, it is a strategic move. It is a part of my business. It's, you know, not so much about having a million or one friends. It's about having people within my network of a certain type of thinking, or maybe they're, you know, into the radio like you, or they're artists. They're people that I see possibilities that maybe networking with.
Right. And I think that, again, is the important thing. Let's talk about networking because I think that definitely goes in hand with what has happened with the way people are finding out about you and the work that you're doing with Theron Sherman Media as well, Theron, because I think, you know, in being able to connect with other writers, you're able to not only to learn but also to be a teacher. You seem to be, to me, what I noticed, again, going back to those videos, you seem to be really at your heart, even in the messages of your books, a teacher. Is that kind of how you do see yourself?
Well, I would have to say from my studies, I'm 45 years old. I just turned 45. I've been into history, politics, all that since 15. I'm a teacher and a student, so I'm a life learner. And through my work, I'm able to express that. And it's just who I am. It's not for everybody. Some people just are into entertainment, but this is who I am. So it's something that I cannot help. I've had to, I used to put out 2 editions on The Secret to Self-Publishing. I stopped doing it because it was actually putting me all over the place, and I decided that there are people who actually focus on being writer consultants, self-publishing consultants. So, you know, instead of me trying to do everything, I let them get the business, and I actually do when people do contact me, because a lot of people do watch my videos where they see what I do, and they're like, oh, I want to learn this, and I always, you know, I plug the next person in because I feel like I'm not losing anything by, you know, giving any business to the next person. And if that next person is 100% focused as a business on being a self-publishing consultant or business consultant, then they could give that person more time than me. So I focus on, you know, through my stories, through my work, educating, et cetera.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the great things. We mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, Theron, about your debut novel, Love Don't Live Here. Of course, you know, as you said, you know, one of the things you address in that is the single mother epidemic that seems to be going on a lot. You address families a whole lot in your work. Of course, in another book that I saw you discussing in one of your videos, you know, you talk about the things that happen sometimes between siblings, you know, and how they can affect, you know, not only their lives, but of course those around them as well. Do you find yourself, I mean, one of the things that you also do address quite a bit is that you draw a lot on personal experience. Do you find that things that you reflect on from your own life and even things that you hear about kind of find themselves into the work that you create?
I strive, one of the things I strive not to do is look at somebody else's life and write about it. What I do is I might look at an issue like alcoholism, and I say to myself, how do I want to draw a story around this situation? And then I'll think of a character, whether it be a woman, et cetera, et cetera. And then I build the platform around that. In my nonfiction books, like Third Eye Awakening, it's a spiritual self-development book that I do give a lot of my personal experiences, because I want to show people that I'm not being condescending or speaking down to them or being textbook-like, but I want to show them from my own experience how I've learned through certain journeys and certain things I've gone through. And I find that through storytelling of your own personal life and the experience, sometimes that helps people. But in my novels, I tend to really base it upon just developing a story about life. I don't look at anybody's personal life experience. I think it's more interesting for me to let the story develop from my imagination and also from the realities of life, but not based on anybody's personal life.
Yeah. I think that is a thing for sure. Now, I mentioned, you know, of course, along this journey, you're going to be able to work with other people, Theron, but also you're going to be able to inspire other people. Talk to us about that experience and what it's been like for you by being on this path over the past decade, how you've been able to hear from people that you've been able to inspire, how you've been able to not only bring joy to readers, but also show other people how their past don't have to define what they can do moving forward.
I've had so many experiences with that that it's kind of hard to even think about some of them because it's just too many. I would say one time I was setting up with my books, and one of the eateries that I used to set up in, and a gentleman approached me, and he told me, he said, you know, he said, not for nothing. He said, I give you a lot of credit. And I was like, what? You know, and he told me, he said, you know, I make over 6 figures a year. But he said, what you do takes a lot of courage. He said, you know, because he read my autobiography, he said, here it is that you had a promising job and management as far as, you know, production, what you were doing, manufacturing, and you left that to pursue what you want to do. I make six figures a year, but I got caught up in this lifestyle that I live, the nice car, the big house, what's up, that I'm scared to go out there and really do what I want to do. He said, but, you know, you're encouraging. You know, me seeing you here encourages me that possibly I will go out there and do it. Also, another point when I was doing a street signing with one of the vendors in the Bronx, and this is when I had my first two titles, Love Don't Live Here, the revised edition, and No Love Lost. I had my table out, and at the time I didn't have to run Show Me, I had Third Eye Publishing, but I still, you know, had Third Eye Publishing, the Eye of Horrors out there, and these young ladies came, and it was like a whole bunch of them, probably like, I don't know, like 10, 11, there was like high school girls, and they seen my book. They was like, oh, you wrote that book? And it was like so thrilled and inspired, you know, by the book. They knew the characters, and, you know, they could really relate to these young women and their story and their journey. And for me, that was probably the best experience I've had with people, because I'm saying to myself, here's young ladies that possibly can learn from this and learn not to make the mistakes that these young ladies made.
Right. Again, and another
also,
great thing.
I was, yeah. Yeah, also I want to say one more thing. Also, in regards to self-publishing, I've had probably like, I don't know, like 6-7 authors who read, you know, The Secrets of Self-Publishing, and later on, you know, through messages or whatever, told me, you know, your book is like one of the first books that I read, and now they're authors, you know?
Yeah. Again, we never know what our experiences will be able to not only allow us to do, but also to encourage other people to do. So it's great that you've been able to put that out there. Again, everyone, Theron Shellman has been our guest for this segment. Great conversation with you, Theron. We've been talking with him not only about his journey to doing what he loves, not only to be a published author, but to be able to build a real brand not only around his name, but also around his work ethic as well, being able to do work that is quality and that is entertaining, educational, but definitely done in a way that not only puts his work in its best light, but also shines a light on issues that matter to him. As I mentioned, his first book, Love Don't Live Here, is actually in its second edition right now. He has a lot of other work that's out there. Theron, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Okay, you can stay connected with me through Instagram, Facebook, that's Theron Shellman Media. Also on Twitter, that's Theron S Media. I'm on Google+. Just Google my name, Theron Shellman, at Theron Shellman Media. I always like to hear from, you know, new readers, and this is what I do. And I also look for, in October, I have a DVD that's coming out. It's a 20-minute documentary. It's called Honor, Integrity, and Self-Leadership. And I actually did it to be a tool for parents and educators to educate the youth in regards to the pillars that one needs to become a man and woman and healthy mind.
Okay. So there's that for us to be able to look forward to in October. And as you said, definitely stay connected with him online. Again, congratulations to you, Theron. And thank you for reaching out. And we're glad to be able to have you on the program. Looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you for having me on, sir. I appreciate it a
Amen.
Lot.
Amen. Hey, glad to do it. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Theron Shellman, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.